In bold letters, Inner Workings, the title merges with that of a book, Inner Workings of the Human Body. Inside is an illustration of a man's internal organs. The page turns to reveal a man lying in bed asleep. His digital alarm clock goes off. It's 6 a.m. His brain wakes up with a yawn and sends a signal to his right bicep, which makes him turn off the alarm. His brain then fires a signal to his lungs, which dutifully start huffing and puffing. Next, the heart starts dancing to its own pumping rhythm. The brain conjures an image of a toilet, and the bladder, which is fit to burst, grimaces. The man uses the bathroom. He listens to the radio in the shower. The heart gets excited, making him dance. The brain intervenes and imagines disaster.
California loco!
Dancing plus slipping on soap plus radio falling into shower equals electrocution and consequently a funeral. The brain has the heart calm down and the man changes the station. Later, the man, Paul, is fully dressed. He checks his watch. It's 8:45. His brain calculates a 10-minute journey to work. On the street, with 9 minutes to go, he pauses outside a cafe where he sees a couple eating pancakes. His stomach starts licking its lips and clapping. The brain once more intervenes. Fatty breakfast plus weight gain equals heart attack and funeral. The stomach sulks and the heart gives it a comforting pat on the head. Bespectacled Paul walks away down the street. A muscly guy barges past. He has a surfboard under his arm as he rushes towards a nearby beach. Seeing this, Paul's heart makes him follow. The anxious brain conjures images of a shark attack and the heart relents. The brain tries to steer Paul back towards his office, but the heart has already caught sight of a pretty red-haired girl selling sunglasses. Paul passes a man juggling chainsaws and approaches the glasses stand. He's about to try a pair on when he imagines the girl laughing at him. In his mind, this causes him to fall backwards towards the man with the chainsaws, resulting yet again in his funeral. Commandeering his body, the brain marches him off. It's now 8:55. Paul's heart yanks him back from the door of his office. Paul is pulled back and forth as his brain and his heart have an argument. Watching from the street are three senior members of the company. They look horrified. Paul sees them and freezes. He imagines being sacked by the three men, then shivering on a park bench and finally being laid to rest in a block of ice. Paul's brain snatches the reins away from his heart for good, and his heart sinks. It turns 9 a.m. as Paul sits down at his desk in the office. Paul's brain commands him to work, and in sync with his colleagues, he begins leafing through paperwork, pausing intermittently to prod a key on his computer keyboard. Paul looks miserable. His finger hovers over the keyboard and his whole body sags. His brain frowns and tries to make him press the key. Paul doesn't respond. His brain glances down at his heart, which is slumped, looking inconsolably sad. Paul's brain has him glance over at an old man sitting next to him. The balding, grey-haired old man looks utterly defeated as he performs his menial job like a robot. Sitting in endless rows, glum, lifeless office workers turn their pages and prod their keys in unison. Paul's brain imagines him growing old at his desk, then shuffling miserably past people having fun on the beach. Elderly Paul hobbles up a hill, climbs into a coffin, and closes the lid. Paul's brain stares off in troubled thought, then snaps to as the alarm sounds on his wristwatch. It's 12 p.m. Paul's colleagues take out brown paper bags with sandwiches inside. He watches as they chew joylessly. Then he sets his lunch bag on the desk. His brain sadly pictures the crumpled bag, then gently lowers the reins to Paul's heart, whose eyes suddenly brighten. Paul's brain lets go of the reins completely and shows his heart an image of a fried breakfast. Beaming, Paul's heart tugs Paul to his feet. A smile spreads across Paul's face. At an outdoor cafe on the beach, Paul digs into a plate of pancakes, eggs and bacon. His heart cracks the reins and Paul runs to the sunglasses stand. He tries on a green pair and the bright-eyed red-haired girl running the stand smiles approvingly. Thrilled, Paul runs towards the sea. He dashes barefoot along the sand and stops in the cold, shallow water. A wave engulfs him and he's swept under. His heart, stomach and kidneys all look happy, but his bladder looks uncomfortable. It suddenly shrinks and the yellowness within it drains away. Relieved, it gives a little shrug. Surfacing, Paul coughs and splutters, then hops around happily in the shallows, laughing. As he does so, an enormous wave rises up behind him. His heart and his brain share a look, then he dives right through it. Back at his desk, Paul smiles from ear to ear. As he taps away at his computer, he makes it bleep musically, as if he's playing a keyboard. His colleagues take note and begin to dance. The office turns into a nightclub with colourful flashing lights. The three senior members stare blankly, then join in with the dancing. California loco, anywhere te paso. California loco, 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 loco. California loco, anywhere te paso. California loco, 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 loco. When you hit the bongo. Paul and the girl watch the sun go down together. To their right is a fairy tale sand castle.